The New York Civil Liberties Union today filed a federal lawsuit against the City of New York, Police Commissioner Ray Kelly, and the three police officers who arrested a Brooklyn woman for recording a stop-and-frisk encounter in her neighborhood. Christopher Dunn, Associate Legal Director of the NYCLU, says Hadia Charles was concerned when she saw police questioning and frisking three young men who had been fixing a bicycle on the street near her home in Bedford-Stuyvesant.
And she stops because she's concerned about stop and frisk, that's her neighborhood, and she kind of asks what's going on, and things get hostile pretty quickly, and they tell her to mind her own business, and she takes out her phone so she can videotape it, which then leads to one of the officers walking over and actually shoving her, and Ms. Charleston said she was going to ask why she had been shoved and said she was going to file a complaint. Police officer calls a supervisor, the supervisor comes, and they actually arrest her, put her in cuffs, take her to the precinct, 79th precinct, put her in a cell. There's some back and forth about her desire to file a complaint. At some point, one of the police officers says, this is what happens when you try to be a street lawyer. And then after a while in the cell, they come to her, they say, okay, put your hands behind your back as if you're handcuffed, even though she was not. They walk her out of the precinct. They say, are you still going to file a complaint? By then, she was terrified. She just wanted to get out of there. So she said no. And they said, okay. And they gave her a summons, and they let her go.
They issued a summons for disorderly conduct?
Disorderly conduct. The catch-all penal law provisions that police officers charge people with who do things they don't like.
How well established is the right of citizens to videotape or film police activity in public?
It's well established. Indeed, we, the NYCLU, filed a lawsuit against the police department in the 1970s over this. But like so many things with the police, you just have to be vigilant because people forget, it comes back around, it resurfaces, and this has been a constant problem lately, particularly around Occupy Wall Street. There was a lot of police harassment of people videotaping police action. But this is a well-established legal right. It's something that every police officer should know about, and the police department has just done a very poor job of training police officers to make sure they understand they have to respect the right of citizens to film police activity.
How important is it that people be allowed to videotape this activity?
Well, most of your listeners probably can think of some pretty high-profile incidents in recent years, whether it's here in New York City or, you know, go back to something like Rodney King. I mean, we have a whole history recently as videotaping equipment, particularly cell phones, have become more prevalent. Police misconduct being captured on videotape, and oftentimes only surfacing after the police denied that the misconduct ever took place, and then lo and behold, there's the proof. So, you know, thinking more locally, there's the Anthony Bologna pepper spray incident, which of course got captured on videotape. But before that, there was a very high-profile incident in Times Square where a police officer claimed that a bike-riding person had tried to run over the cop for a critical mass ride. And then a videotape surfaced from someone taken in the crowd that shows a police officer moving towards the cyclist and punching the cyclist and knocking him off the bike. That police officer ultimately ended up getting criminally prosecuted and was fired. None of that would have happened had it not been for the videotape.
Hadia Charles is filing suit against the NYPD. What is she looking for in this lawsuit?
Well, the primary thing she's looking for is for the police department to get serious about training cops. Now that we are living in an era where basically every person who's got a phone has got a camera, that the police have to respect the right of people to videotape police activity. And that means that not only do you not arrest people, but you don't harass them. In fact, you recognize that in this country, people have a legal right to videotape. And so long as they're not interfering with an arrest, the police should be fully respecting that. That's the message that she wants police officers to get as a result of this lawsuit.
She's named the three officers individually. What would that accomplish?
I think that when police officers get named as defendants in lawsuits, they and their colleagues recognize that they cannot do things with impunity. And in this case, particularly given the retaliatory nature of the arrest, we've done something unusual, which is asked for punitive damages against the police officers, because people get falsely arrested every day in New York City. This is particularly egregious because she got arrested videotaping police misconduct and then to really exacerbate it, she got arrested when she said she was going to file a complaint. It was purely retaliatory, and that's the sort of conduct that cannot be allowed to happen in the police department.
Christopher Dunn is Associate Legal Director of the New York Civil Liberties Union.